Hi, I'm Leo Laporte, and this is Mac Break. You knew that already. We thought it'd be really fun to get organized on this episode of Mac Break, and who better to show us than the king of organization himself from 43folders.com, Merlin Mann. Hi, Merlin.
How's it going, Leo?
It's good to see you.
It's great to be here.
I bow down to you. I'm so glad to meet you. I've been reading your blog, and I've been trying to get organized. And one thing that I learned from you that I fell in love with right away was a program called Quicksilver. So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. Now, I use LaunchBar, I use Butler, all of these program launching, you know, where you hit Command Space and you type in the first few letters of the program and it runs. And that's great because it avoids that whole issue of digging through folders. But Quicksilver, while on the surface seems to be very similar, is actually so much deeper, isn't it?
It goes a little bit deeper. Yeah, Quicksilver, like any of these applications, just kind of searches out your whole Mac world and kind of captures it all into this one place through this one little panel. But yeah, it has a lot more functionality and more stuff you can do with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, let's assume that people have gone to quicksilver.blacktree.com and they've downloaded it. It's free, which is cool.
That's right.
Kind of spooky look and feel, and the programmer is like a mysterious guy that no one has ever met, and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a guy named Alcor who he sleeps in a hyperbaric chamber.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. People come and they you know collect his waste and bring him fresh food sometimes. But
that's
other than that, they don't know very much. No one's ever seen him.
He actually doesn't use the keyboard, which is amazing because this is a keyboard program.
But... can't with his flippers. It's
so anyway, we don't know anything about Alcor, but we do know that this is a great program. You've downloaded it. You've installed it. Let's start with the basics, and then in later segments, we'll get some more advanced tips. But let's just kind of give people an idea of what they can do with this.
Well, the neat thing about Quicksilver is it's available anywhere on your Mac, no matter what you're doing. And the way that you bring it up is through a key command, which I think defaults to control space. I've got mine set to command space.
You don't use spotlight, because that's a spotlight.
Yeah, well, spotlight. They stole the whole idea from Quicksilver.
Command space was where it rightly belongs, and we're going to put it back there.
Credit where due. Let's
do you
be
keep?
Honest.
Do you use control space for a spotlight then? And
that's
keep
right.
It,
so. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Command space is a little closer. Keeps my thumbs together.
I feel the same way. I map it to command space. Yeah. Also, because launch bar was command space.
That's right. Yeah. That was what I used before Quicksilver.
Yeah.
I got the same habit. So anyhow, to bring it up, you just hit command space, and it brings up this tasty little two. Pane box, and so you'll notice here that up top you've got kind of this, if you can imagine this to be kind of like the noun part of your sentence, and then down here, I'm clicking with the mouse down there, you get kind of the verb part of a sentence, and when you combine these two together, you can do really interesting things.
People tend to stick with the noun. The noun would be like typing...
like if I wanted to open Safari.
You type SAF, and there is Safari, right. So, and people usually just hit return, and they're done with it. That's kind
right.
of what LaunchBar did and what Butler does. So, but this is more than that because you have that verb thing.
So that's a very good point. The nice thing about Quicksilver is that it kind of recognizes every type of data type that you could have on your computer.
So it's not just apps?
No, that's right. It could be documents on your drive. It could be things in your address book. It could be your bookmarks from Safari and Firefox. And it wrangles all that together, and it knows anything that your Mac could potentially do to any of these items and how they interrelate. So you can basically create these functional sentences that do really sexy stuff.
So we've got the noun.
That's right.
And that's in the top box. The verb is the one, the action below it. Show us how we would use that.
All right. Well, the way most people like to get around, like I say, you bring it up with command space, and then you can kind of tab between these different areas.
That's logical.
That's very fast.
Yep.
Again, you're keeping your hands on the keyboard. You're getting a lot more done. You don't need to fiddle with the mouse. One of the things a lot of people love with any kind of launcher, and it works especially well here with Quicksilver, is to be able to kind of navigate through your drive. So if I were to type DESK, you can see the letters that are being highlighted here.
Right.
That's what I typed. It's taking me to the desktop. And now what's kind of cool, I can move through. You'll notice here.
What did you do there?
So what I'm doing here is I'm arrowing up and down.
Up and down
and
arrow.
And notice that whatever I type, it's got, what do they call it, incremental searching, where whatever I type, it finds all of the matches inside of the whole Quicksilver catalog.
Right.
And I can navigate through these by going up and down, nice and easy.
Now one thing I noticed, it's not only desktop in the first word, it could be desktop later in the... So it's looking for everywhere desktop shows up, and I don't even know why Adobe Stock Photos shows up, but apparently that's part of...
Maybe there's something in the metadata for that. But yeah, if I type TE, it's going to know that I like to use text
things,
edit.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So any string in the title...
Does
it
learn?
Find it.
So the first time you do TE, it launches Terminal, but then the second time you say, oh no, I want text edit, and then it gets better at that?
Yeah, exactly. It's got kind of it's got a learning algorithm.
So you start eventually typing the things you use the most, it knows right away, the first letter.
So if you have some really squirrely name that you like to call Microsoft Word, it learns that within basically a day or so.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So let's say I wanted to go surf down to my desktop. And then, now here's the really cool part. Before I was arrowing up and down, I can also arrow left and right. So if I arrow right, That allows me to go drill down into the contents of the desktop.
So you're in a folder in the on the desktop.
That's right. And so I can drill down even further. So if I hit the left arrow, that takes me back to the desktop, and so on. And this is a really fast way to browse through multiple levels.
I've used Quicksilver for months, and I haven't ever used it that way.
Yeah, it's a crazy app like that. There's stuff hiding in all kinds of weird little corners.
You tell me that Alcor every once in a while will say, oh, yeah, I forgot I wrote that and put something in there. And
yeah. I guess sometimes they forget to blow the dust out of his RAM, and he makes some problems. I don't know. But this is really terrifically useful because one of the deficits of the Finder is that you end up drilling down so far. Anytime you want to do something, you're clicking and you got all these windows.
Right.
And if you know where something is here, and it could be 10 levels deep, if you type it all the time, Quicksilver remembers that. It's really easy to get in. So we've got a few little documents sitting in here. We've got a little image, we've got another folder, we've got a text file. So any of these, we can just go and click and launch them, and there we are.
There is.
That's all
the
there is
Leo
to
file.
It.
All right.
That's right. Well, but this is where it gets kind of fun because we could do some little functional sentences. Does that appeal to you at all?
All right. Well, I got the noun. That's in this case, Leo.
Right.
I got the verb right now was open, but can we change that?
Well, we can take it even further. So let's say I've made this file for you that I want to send to you.
Okay.
I can very easily pop down to here, and just because I'm a very polite Mac user, I will want to compress that, C-O-M-P-R.
First few letters, and then
that's
it knows
right,
immediately.
And finds it.
Now,
and
is that a service, the compress using? What is it? Where is it getting that information?
Compress using is part of... What is that? I forget the name of it. But it's now the built-in replacement for stuff that I think is the built-in thing.
It's a program, but it's not a program. It's a command.
That's right. Well, you bring up a really good point. Another nice thing that Quicksilver does is it exposes all of this stuff that's not necessarily an application. For example...
So this would be a service,
that's right. Like OS X services are one of the most powerful things you can use.
Right.
They're always
but
sitting there.
But you never see them.
You never see them because they're out of the way. You got to click and go to the Apple.
Right.
So, and then you'll notice here now we have a third page.
It's added another...
That's right. So now I can select... Which one of these formats?
All the different formats are
available. Because you might be unfortunate enough to be on Windows. I'll go ahead and do zip just because I'm polite. And look what it did. It zipped it. It returns it right
there. It's already
there. It's already there. Now, again, now it recognizes a zip file. What can I do to a zip file? I could open it. Let's look at some of our other options. I could open with.
So you press the right arrow to get a list of possible verbs. Okay.
Well, I'm arrowing down.
And now you're going through it.
That's right. But let's just say, for example, that I wanted to compose an email to you, C-O-M-P-O-S. And all I can do, pop down there and hit Leo.
Oh, and it has my address book.
And it has your address. So what we're looking at here is your address book entry. If I right arrow into
I can see that
is your email address.
If I have multiple emails, you could choose the email.
That's right, precisely.
So this is what you call a functional sentence. We zip the file.
That's right.
We're now composing an email and we're sending it to me. This is all within Quicksilver. We haven't even left Quicksilver.
Exactly. So now I click that and I'm good to go. And it has
a
little bit of luck. It's created a little message that I can send right off to you.
You can change this text. It says your files are attached to this message. But
that's
the preferences, that's something people should do right away. Go right into those Quicksilver preferences.
That's
although it's a little overwhelming.
Yeah. There's a lot in there, but there's a lot of plugins that you're going to want to get, good stuff that you can get rolling, and the preferences have all kinds of ways that you can configure this. Like the window that I've chosen is not the default. You're a fan of the bezel.
Right? I like the bezel,
I'm a primer man.
That's this interface. They even have an interface you can put it in the menu bar so it doesn't even occupy any screen
space.
Yeah,
there's some that are become virtually invisible. You can't even see them.
Yeah.
But it makes it really easy for you to just kind of move around, do all kinds of different things real fast.
Something people should do is look at the plugins and maybe start installing plugins. Some of the things that you've done already require plugins.
That's right.
The text plugin I learned from you is really fantastic, the stuff you can do with the text.
That's right. One of my favorites.
Can you show us?
Yeah, you have time for this?
Yeah, one more.
This is actually my favorite, is being able to append text to a file. So if you're a geek, you live in text files, you got all your lists you got to deal with.
Shopping lists,
lists
of things to do, people to call.
So like you would anywhere else, let's say I want to start off at my desktop. I'm going to drill down. I'm going to go to a text file, this Leo file.
Okay.
Now all I need to do is hit tab to go to my next pane, and it's going to remember.
Here's the action.
That's right.
So it still is in Leo file. Okay.
Right? And now what are my options? I want to append to that file, A-P-P-E-N. Is going to let me append text.
Now, this is part of the text plugin, so you won't
get
this unless you've turned that on.
Text manipulation plugin.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of plugins that work with all kinds of different applications.
Right.
But then I can go right down to here and say...
So to this file, you're going to append this text.
That's right. I can say, I don't know, buy a new hat. Execute it. Now, the next time I launch Quicksilver, it's going to remember that that's the file I did that to. Allow me to open it
up. And there's buy a new hat.
There's buy a new hat.
Now, I do it the other way sometimes, where I'll do command space, and then I'll press a key to get to text field. And I can't, you know, it's in my fingers, period.
Click period, it lets
That's
you
right.
go to that.
And then you type the
go
text.
To this variable field right,
right.
From there
and
period.
I can start, or more often I'll do is paste the text in,
yeah.
and then I can do the same, in other words, do it in a different order.
That's a great point. You could type whatever you wanted into here and do it backwards.
Right.
It's like you can change your sentences around to however works for you. I can find that Leo file. It's a lot like, I don't know, it's almost like Perl or just using the command line. There's a million ways you can do any of this stuff. It's whatever works for you, whatever's fastest, whatever you learn.
And once you get your fingers around it, it's really in your fingers, then you're very, very quick. I bet I would love to watch you sometimes. You're just doing that all the
time.
Right?
It takes a good 3 to 7 or more days
Give it
to
some
start
time.
Really. Yeah, and if you pipe as much as you can through Quicksilver, you're going to get fast at it. It's going to start coming really easy.
Quicksilver from quicksilver.blacktree.com. It is absolutely free.
That's right.
And all the plugins are free. I mean, I don't know, Alcor, I guess, is a student. He doesn't need the money. I don't know. Send him some money anyway. Does he take donations?
I think he does. You could send him, I think he likes to eat those little frogs, if you could send
Frogs would be great. Okay, whatever you've got. Hey, Merlin, thank you. Please come back and show us more, because there's some stuff you've done here. For instance, I don't know if you noticed this, folks, but his screen is entirely black. It's not that it's asleep or blacked out. There's his menu bar. It's still there. He's doing something weird. We'll find out next time on Mac Break. Thanks for joining us. You just have a strange way of living, that's all
yeah.
I can say.
Yeah. It's a crazy way to live.